Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now a hard-boiled sports reporter that says there's no crying in football.
What?
From right. Fox 6 Sports, Tim Van Voren.
Debbie!
Good morning to both of you.
So was Dimitri Goodson crying just to be back at football?
Was he crying? Was it tears of joy?
He said he was crying. You know, I talked to him after the game, the Steelers game, and he was talking about the Titans game, which was the preseason opener. And he said he didn't think he'd be that emotional, but he was crying after the game, crying on the field because he was finally back playing a game for the first time since 2016. I mean, these guys are elite athletes. This is what they do. This is what they know. This is, you know, a window of time in their lives where they can pursue their dreams. And if you're out for a long time, you wonder if you'll ever get back.
So did he mean just tear up a little, or was he crying?
Yeah, he said there were tears in the eyes and he was crying about it.
Okay, really?
The game was at Lambeau.
Said he hadn't been on the field since when?
2016.
Week 11.
Okay, yeah. So he's hurt.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it'd been a while. All right. Yeah. Well, let's discuss this.
Okay.
What amount of tears is acceptable on an NFL football field? Let's start.
If you've just won a championship, you can go nuts.
You can cry. What do you mean?
I think so. You can just go. Well, I don't want this.
Right. Okay. So that's too much. So that's too much. So good. We have a starting. That's too much. We can back up from there. I'm okay with getting choked up a little bit when you win it. I understand that
voice being a little croaky.
Yeah, sure.
I get that.
Maybe needing a minute to excuse me. You know, just give me a second here. I understand that. I don't. Again, I agree with Brian. I don't need
and
to
And I don't
see.
Want to hear.
Okay, way too much. I agree.
That's too much.
I agree. As a fan, I know I can go, boy, that's kind of over the top. But as a reporter,
what would you do if a guy next to you is just coming apart?
Yeah, what do you say? What do you say to that guy, Tim? Or do you just let the camera roll and stand there quietly going, don't stop. Don't stop rolling.
And these are tears of joy, you're saying, right?
They've won the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. You just got to let it flow. It's the moment. Everybody's going to process it in their own way. I'm not telling them not to cry.
Well, no, you don't. You just stand there quietly. You don't say a word. You just go, get this. You're getting this, right?
That's exactly right. And that would be reflective of the moment. So, you know, some guys, you know, they're like you said, hard-boiled, no crying in football. I don't know. Some guys are okay with letting it all out there.
Well, Goodson said it was great. He said great, what, three times? It was great, great being back, great, great, great,
yeah.
Something like that.
I remember Devon House.
It was
House.
Great being back.
Was it Devon House? I can't remember. It was a D-back. I remember this a couple of years ago.
Said because his name was Devon?
Maybe.
Like Demetrius and Denarius?
It was a D-back. I remember that. But I remember him saying something I'd never heard anybody say this from their perspective before. But he said, there is Sunday, football Sundays, and I don't know if you meant this about every stadium or if he's talking about just Lambeau. He said, I love everything about it. I love being here on the field. I love hearing the sound of the crowd. I love warm-ups. I love the smell of all the food that's being cooked for the people coming to see it. He just took it all in. He really just soaked in football Sundays and talked about. And I never thought about them really.
I can appreciate that because that's a fan.
Yeah, right. We think of it like that, but I never thought they looked at it like that. But that's.
Well, I don't know if many do.
He said, I love it. I love all of it.
I think some of the guys, you know, there's a little bit of a generality, but I think some of the guys, and I think Dimitri Goodson would fall into this category, who are not master locks and, you know, the top shelf NFL star. Realize, you know, how quickly that can be taken away, that Sunday experience that you're just talking about there, or the chance to just be out there and play on the field. You know, if you're kind of a low-roster guy and you get hurt, you may never play again, you would miss that terribly. So if you get the chance to get back, or if you're experiencing a Sunday and you maybe, you know, didn't always realize you'd stay in the league or whatever it is, you experience those Sundays and the smells and the people and everything else, I think it hits you harder than, you know, you're some guy who just figures, well, geez, I'm going to play 10 years and leave on my own terms whenever I want to walk out.
I always doubted, and I don't anymore after hearing him say that, I always doubted that Monday nights were really that big a deal for them, because I said, Monday night, you know, everybody's watching Monday night. You want to shine. But and now I believe that more than I used to, probably.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think as the players, as we get deeper into all these games on TV, though, it's not as special. You know, the younger players, I think, are used to Sunday night football and Monday night football and all that stuff. I mean, you know, the older players, Monday night was really it. You guys and I have talked about this before. That was it. So that was truly, truly special. You were so excited even if you got a Monday night game on the schedule. Nowadays, you know, the players that are coming out of big-time college programs now, and they've seen NFL football on Saturday afternoon and Sunday night and Thursday night. I think it's getting watered down a little bit.
All right, but back to the original question. What amount of tears will I sit through before I go, come on? You know,
doesn't it depend on the player?
We've determined we don't want to hear the...
Don't want to hear the sucking air. Or the sob.
I actually kind of do want to hear that, so no, I can go, stop
you,
it.
You think you do. You don't want to see that coming out of
it. So once the player
Brian
has...
can launch into that sob pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, I'm always ready to do it myself. From the Cowardly Lion, really.
Now, Tim, as a reporter, once you've seen that player is regaining his composure and you see an opportunity, I think it's your responsibility to try and kick it back in by going, can you share what you're thinking, what you're feeling with this right now? Oh my god.
That is your responsibility, I guess.
Or do you just turn to the camera and go, clearly it's a very emotional moment for blah blah blah, we're gonna give him a minute? Or do you just go, what? No, or do you think to yourself, no, you don't get a minute, this is my time now?
Lights are on.
Right.
Segment's on.
You can't exploit the moment, but you can reflect the moment. I guess that would be the way I would try to put that.
Okay, I just...
Guys, remember they won the Super Bowl, all the injuries, Super Bowl 45, and you got a picture of the guy holding up, one of the Packer players holding up the early release of the paper. He's on the sidelines, Packers champs or whatever. You know, it's one of the most expressive shots of that Packers Super Bowl win, Super Bowl 45. And the player is Dyrell Briggs, a linebacker who played about three games.
Okay, so, but still, he was part of it. He was there. Yeah, You're in the Super Bowl. I
got the ring.
Yeah. He suited up for the game.
He was a part of all of it. There's no doubt about it. But that's why I said earlier, I mean, some of that in terms of how much you'd want to watch a player react one way or the other depends a little bit on that player. If you've watched somebody play for 5-6 years and you feel like you know them and you know they're part of the fabric of your football experience, that's a little different to me than an undrafted free agent who was picked up for the last 2 weeks and they're having a great experience, but the viewer doesn't have the same connection.
Right. I think the iconic shot from that Super Bowl is Matthews and Rodgers on the podium, and Matthews is pointing at Rodgers while he's holding the Lombardi Trophy. To me, that's our Super Bowl picture right there.
And that's partly to me because of the principles you're talking about, who it is. You know, just like, you know, Brett Favre running around with his helmet off in Super Bowl 31. If that's some other player, it's not what it is because it was Brett Favre.
I really think at my base level, I don't like that presentation on the field.
Where do you want to move back to, the locker room?
That's more where I feel. That's like when I grew up during the, wide world of sports era. That's where trophies were handed to, coaches.
Yeah.
Down in the locker room with guys going nuts in the background and spraying champagne around on clothes and people that weren't draped in plastic to protect it all.
I agree with you. And I see a Super Bowl trophy position on the field, but I'm not a big fan of the swim goggles and stuff. I mean, I know it's going to sting your eye, but come on.
Yeah.
That's a moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I think it would be really weird to win a championship and have all these sanitized ceremonies all lined up to go. I mean, you're out on the field. You just competed at a championship level. You've won. And then there's the confetti and the balloons and Then they put a stage up, and it's all, it just seems like, when do I get to go nuts?
I agree with you. It's all, it's a little made for TV at times, for sure. It's like the halftime show.
A little made for TV. The Super Bowl is.
Yeah, it's like the halftime show when, you know, they roll the stage over and everybody's wearing a, hey, here are the regular fans representing the crowd. Everybody's wearing a regular t-shirt with no logo on it. Come on.
Which Super Bowl was it where the owner, the woman, accepted the trophy and she hardly even knew what team she owned?
Oh, it was, wasn't it the Rams?
Was that the Rams?
No? I don't know. I miss, when you talk about female owners, my mind instantly goes to Marge Schott, the lovable owner of the Cincinnati Reds.
Never described as lovable before today's session.
I will not speak.
Yeah, Georgia Frontieri was lost.
Yeah.
The old Rams owner you're talking about there.
Yeah, she seemed kind of lost.
Quarterback Burt Jones, yep. Yeah. Hard shot, not lovable, though. But, you know, the Reds, that was a different experience. It's those moments, you talk about the shot, though, you still remember Clay Matthews and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there are certain images you're still going to remember from a moment like that, and it's the expression of raw emotion. Again, because you're connected to the people. You're connected to the team or you're connected to the players involved.
Yeah, but again, we go back to, there was no crying on the podium. They were smiling and holding the trophy and enjoying the moment. And I'm not saying that, you know, at some point they didn't kind of sit back and, you know, have maybe as they reflected on how did I get here, you know, a moment where it gets a little emotional. But, you know, on the field, they were enjoying themselves, and I'm not
even
saying.
Even Aaron Rodgers said, though, the other day that he got a little choked up about the ovation from the fans when he played against the Steelers because he hadn't played at Lambeau Field, family night, but he hadn't played in a game at Lambeau Field since, September of the previous year. Now,
sure.
I'm not even sure if the fans were really, saluting his return as much as just, you know, happy to see him out there in a preseason game based on what else you're going to see. But, you know, Rodgers took it as an emotional moment.
All right. And how, since we're on to Rodgers, the tears thing, okay, we know it's too much. Let's back it down from there. I don't know what's acceptable. A tear down the cheek, fine. Yeah, I'm okay.
Right. If I'm just suddenly overtaken by emotion when I see Aaron Rodgers trot onto the field.
You are overcome, not Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just sitting at home watching on TV and
and it's just about football? It's not...
Just seeing him run back on the field, I'm so overcome by joy.
On game one or on family night?
You know, like game one. Football game one. I'm not watching preseason.
Are you alone?
Football.
Do I have my sitting next to you?
I'm alone, probably.
Oh, okay. If I hear a... and I said, what? The game's just starting. What? I'm just happy to see him.
Let's all be honest, though. We've all seen a sports moment at some point that put a lump in your throat.
Sure. Of course.
They'll get choked up watching Apollo 13.
I get choked up anytime I see Bart Starr at Lambeau Field, the family has said that's not going to happen again, so I'm glad I was there for those.
Yeah. I remember one Packer trip a couple years ago. I don't know. I was like so unbelievably tired. I know that was part of it, so that's my backstory. So that's my excuse for this. I was watching Hoosiers on the plane.
I've watched Hoosiers
100 times.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Come on. You just fall apart in that scene. Yeah. Come on, Norman Dale.
It's a classic. I'm on a plane. I should be able to hold it together a little bit.
Yes. Not during that.
It strikes you.
You know what you should have done when you got on the plane? Hey, just so you know, I'm going to watch Hoosiers. You just should have told the people around you, I'm going to watch Hoosiers, and I cry a lot during that. So if you see me crying, I'm fine.
Forewarned.
It's just, right, the movie gets to me. That's all.
Yeah, there you go. Forewarned.
Yeah.
All right. Next time. Next time I'm actually fried out. No, completely fragile. Hopping. It doesn't matter what the movie is. Break me up.
And Jim Brown is running and throwing the grenades down the vent pipe.
Dirty Dozen. Right. He gets shot by the Nazis. Oh, my God. The Nazis shot Jim Brown.
Oh, Black Panther.
Choked up.
Yes. Yeah. I remember I went to a Packer game, and it was Alumni Day. And there's all these old Packers out there. You know, this was probably 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And Bart Starr was in the middle of the pack. He wasn't first. He wasn't last. You know, and everybody's getting a nice hand as they go down the line. And they get to Bart Starr, and there was a roar that goes up. It's not an, it's, you know, it's clearly louder than the others, and it lasts way longer to where he has to step out like twice, the second time, you know, to acknowledge the crowd. Mm-hmm. And it got louder the second time. I remember getting choked up by that.
No question.
Because Bart was run out of town as head coach.
Absolutely. But, you know, time heals some of those wounds. And obviously, Brett Favre, Bart Starr, you know, a couple of years ago, those guys out on the field, that was remarkable.
Yeah.
It was a terrible night.
So are there moments? Yeah. And as a fan, okay, let's go to what's an acceptable level of crying if you're a fan in the stands.
For Bart Starr?
Bart Starr choked up.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Acceptable. Go to the snot and the blubbering.
For
and the
Bart, I'm just so happy to see him.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I want to hold the players and the fans to the same standard, I guess.
Really?
Okay. A little bit.